The Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County is investing in the future seafood workforce. A high school seafood butchery program is now underway. Our guests that are joining us this morning are Maggie Michaels, the program director, and Lene Jacks, the industry communications coordinator for the Oregon Coast Visitors Association. Lene and Maggie, good morning and welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, I wanted to ask Maggie first to describe this program and how it operates.
Yeah, hi, this is Maggie. Good morning. So the seafood butchery program operates a little bit differently at each of our five pilot sites, but overall it works that we are delivering sustainable Oregon landed seafood to these sites, and students are having hands-on learning experiences with that seafood in the context of their classes. So these are opportunities that their teachers have chosen to participate in this program because it aligns with what they value as an educator. It aligns with their curriculum. And that's a big kind of 10,000-foot overview as to how the program works. I think the takeaway is that students have that opportunity in those classes to be hands-on with Oregon-landed seafood.
Is this a little bit like a vocational education? Do they sign up for, is this part of a, do they get elective credit for this in high school? How does that part of it work?
No, great question. I think one thing that's, one of the many things that's exciting about this program is it's not something extra that students have to sign up for. So this is happening within the context of culinary arts classes. It's happening within the context of marine biology classes. It's happening within the context of health classes. So students are experiencing having this exposure to seafood butchery, to the opportunity to practice filleting and to have that hands-on experience within the context of those other classes without having to, you know, sign up for something after school per se.
We have such a diversity of seafood in our region. Sometimes you look at it and, A, you don't know if it's edible, or, B, you don't know where to make the cut. How much training do the students get before they graduate from the program, if graduate's the right word?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say graduate is the right program. We're really trying to incite excitement about this. And so I would say that all of our students who have this program in their classrooms, again, sometimes students are working with seafood just two or three times. Other schools, we have programs that have been going on for, you know, once weekly, students are having that hands-on experience. So it just depends on the teacher at that particular site.
I wanted to ask Lene about the involvement of groups like the Oregon Coast Visitors Association or the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. How important is it for groups like this to get involved in a program to teach these young people?
Yeah, hi, this is Lene. So as you mentioned, I work with the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, and we are the destination management organization for the entire Oregon Coast. So our industry is tourism, but we are also leading the Oregon Ocean Cluster Initiative, which is an initiative to keep our seafood local. And, you know, this is so inherently tied to tourism. And what we do is we bring in all the partners who see a need to keep our food local. You know, by keeping it in our local economy, that is better for the tourists and it does it better for the residents that live here. And so it's just been really incredible to see the different partners around the coast step up, see that they're realizing that there is a need to keep our seafood local and identifying these gaps in the food chain, including a lack of skilled workforce. So the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County really stepped up and they were really collaborative with us. And they're fully funding all five of these pilot schools. Which is just really incredible to see. And so, yes, it's so important for all of the coastal partners to be stepping up and getting involved in this work because it really benefits all of us.
Well, I assume there's a real shortage of workers in this particular industry, but broadly, what kind of jobs are available to people who, to young people who are interested in this?
Yeah, so we're looking at, so we're looking at jobs everywhere from all parts of the chain. You know, it can be from getting fish off the boat to butchery to delivery, and I'll let Maggie jump in because she's got some more of those details.
Yeah, I mean, especially about regarding fillet skills, this is something that, you know, we know that our processing plants need, we know that our sport charter fishing boats need, and we know that our, like, tourism and hospitality and restaurant industry, including grocers, all of those, there is a demand for folks who have seafood butchery skills.
Does part of this include, afterwards, job placement or paid internships?
We're so excited that we're working in collaboration with Orla for this summer, and we are developing a paid summer internship program. We are I would give you more details, but we're actually in the weeds of figuring that out right now. But it also looks like we'll have a couple other workforce development partners coming on board from different parts of the coast and collaborating. So it'll be, I think, looks like four organizations to offer paid summer internships for students who have experienced seafood butchery within their classrooms this year.
Well, speaking of in the weeds, have there been any particular challenges to making this happen? I guess this question could be for either Lene or Maggie.
I mean, I have some.
Okay.
I have some. That said, I see every, I mean, I really truly, my background is in education, and I truly see every challenge as a learning opportunity, as cliche as that may sound. Really, it is, especially when you're doing a pilot program. There are so many things that have happened that I, both positive and a surprise, or a challenge, I guess, as you called it, that have occurred. One piece, surprisingly, is sometimes getting whole fish, which makes sense. Producers catch fish, they bring them in, and they want to process them right away because it takes up a lot of freezer space to store for around a whole fish. And so sometimes our challenge has been actually getting fish in the whole piece, gutted, so we don't have belly burn. But yeah, that has been an unexpected challenge that I was like, oh yeah, we'll just, the teachers say they want this species on this date. And, you know, in therein, I think there's also been like, this is a program that has to ebb and flow like the ocean. You know, teachers do get to choose which species they want to work with on which dates, all within the understanding that the ocean will have its way, right? And we may not be able to procure that. We'll do our best to make that happen. But those two things, learning how to have a program that is tied to the ebb and flow of the ocean, which is, you know, unknown and natural, and then also having to deliver on the promises that we made. And yeah, whole fish. Did not know that whole fish would be such a difficult
interesting
thing.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I think that really speaks to the entire vision of the whole project, which is to identify these spots in the value chain where things aren't working. Why is it hard to get a whole fish? So this is just one piece of a much bigger puzzle of being able to solve problems like that.
As the question about the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, are there other things that you're doing outside of fish butchery to teach or to try to promote and increase people's interest in the coast and in fish and seafood in particular?
Yeah, so our work is really we're hitting a lot of different industries. The Oregon Coast Visitors Association specifically is just really focusing on trying to market local seafood and trying to make sure that visitors know that they can find local seafood here, but also communicating that, you know, 90% of the seafood caught here is exported. And so letting people know that we're working to keep that food local, and just trying to make sure that people are aware of this and make people care about it. Because the more people that know, the easier it will eventually be to help complete the food systems and make things more local.
For restaurants in Oregon that serve seafood, do they get most of their seafood from the Oregon coast, or are they bringing it in from somewhere else? Is that a battle you've had to fight?
Yeah, so most of the seafood consumed on the Oregon coast is imported from elsewhere, so it's coming off of a Cisco truck. There's very few restaurants that actually serve all local seafood, and that is what we're hoping to change.
Why is that?
So essentially, you know, I don't know the details of economics, but it's just the way it's always been done, that it's easier to export bulk of a lot of seafood outside. And it just hasn't historically worked to keep that in the local system. People aren't talking to each other. And so a big part of what the Ocean Cluster Initiative does is try to connect some of the dots and make it easier for local fishermen to actually have a supply chain that's local, get it to a local market, a local restaurant.
Well, back to the kids and the development of the butchery program. What kind of earnings potential for somebody who's just out of high school and perhaps doesn't want to go to college, wants more of a vocational profession? What kind of earnings potential is there for young people?
I think, there's a lot of potential earnings, particularly in filleting, in the processing. So it is an art form, mm-hmm. right? To become a filleter who is not just swift, but has a high recovery percentage on a fish. When someone gets good at that, which isn't going to happen maybe right after this program or right after high school, but if you were to go in the field and you were to practice, there's a lot of opportunity for some high-paying positions. And they still may be hourly, but it truly becomes a, you know, I've talked to folks, producers that, you know, where folks are paying $50, $60 an hour for filleters that are good. And if you do build yourself as a reliable filleter, and you practice and you build that art, there's some places where you can walk in, and I have been told that a filleter can walk in and name their price. There's opportunity out there, especially when I think about our youth and how they could in this way, you know, create their own brand or create themselves as a business person and build their own presence. So, you know, it may not be the only portion of their career, but it's a skill, it's an artistic skill, and it's something that they can use to build a life at the coast.
We have just about 30 seconds left or so. Could you, both of us, just quickly, both of you, tell us where you'd like to see this program go? I would assume you'd like to see it expand as well.
I'll go first. that's okay. I would love to see it expand. But I guess I'm less worried as to how far, is I'm also interested in how deep we can go and how we can continue to build these connections with local businesses. And ensure that we have these paid internship opportunities and keep building in both ways.
Yeah, echoing that, I would love to see this become a year after year that just continues mm-hmm. to grow its reach within the coastal community.
Well, thank you so much. We have been speaking this morning with Maggie Michaels, the program director for the Seafood Butchery Program that is in five of the schools in Lincoln County. We've also been speaking with Lene Jax, the industry communications coordinator for the Oregon Coast Visitors Association. Thanks to both of you, and good luck with your program.
Thank you so much.